From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. The EU extends Russian sanctions. European Union foreign ministers formally agreed Monday to extend economic sanctions against Russia for an additional 6 months. The move is in response to Russia's role in the Ukraine conflict. It came during a meeting of the EU's foreign ministers in Luxembourg. EU envoys had preliminarily approved the measure last week. U.S. Defense Secretary Ashton Carter said Monday there is neither a desire to return to a Cold War nor a desire for a new conflict with Russia. Speaking in Berlin, the secretary said economic sanctions are having an effect in countering Russian aggression in Ukraine. Carter spoke at a forum where he met with Germany's defense minister, Ursula von der Leyen. Both are due to travel to Munster to meet with their counterparts from Norway and Netherlands. Officials in the 19-nation Eurozone are meeting today to deal with the Greek debt crisis. They are trying to prevent Greece from defaulting on its loan payments at the end of the month. European Council President Donald Tusk.
I have called to this informal summit, this meeting, because time is running out, not only for Greece, but for all of us.
European Commission President Jean-Claude Juncker said the sides are getting closer to an agreement. French President François Hollande also cited progress. At least 30 people were killed when a female suicide bomber blew herself up in a crowded fish market near a mosque in Nigeria's northern city of Maiduguri. Many others were wounded. Witnesses say a second woman fled the area and blew herself up a few minutes later, but killed only herself. There was no immediate claim of responsibility. This is VOA News. Heavily armed Taliban militants targeted Afghanistan's parliament Monday in a suicide attack that included explosions and gunfire outside the building as lawmakers met inside. The attack began with a blast at the main gate. Other blasts followed, sending lawmakers fleeing in panic. Meanwhile, the UN envoy for Afghanistan welcomed renewed interest in peace talks between the government and the Taliban, but said it could not happen without direct engagement between the parties. Margaret Bashir reports.
The UN Security Council met for its regular discussion of the situation in Afghanistan just hours after Taliban attackers detonated a massive car bomb outside a parliament meeting convened to confirm a new defense minister. The top UN envoy in Afghanistan, Nicholas Haysom, told the Security Council the country's security forces, which took over responsibility from international forces at the beginning of this year, are continuing to be tested.
There also remains concern that ISIL, referred to in Afghanistan as Daesh, is seeking to establish a foothold.
Haysom said greater regional cooperation is necessary to address this shared threat. Margaret Bashir, the United Nations.
Iran's foreign minister and his European Union counterparts are meeting in Luxembourg for a final round of nuclear talks aimed at completing an agreement before a June 30th deadline. The governor of the U.S. state of South Carolina is calling for the Confederate flag to be removed from the grounds of the state capitol. Nikki Haley changed her position today.
The flag will always be a part of the soil of South Carolina. But this is a moment in which we can say that that flag, while an integral part of our past, does not represent the future of our great state.
Governor Haley said it is her hope that the action of removing the flag from the Capitol grounds in Columbia will honor the 9 black churchgoers who were killed in Charleston last week. Ethiopia's ruling People's Revolutionary Democratic Front and their affiliated parties have overwhelmingly won the 2015 parliamentary elections. An official of the nation's electoral board says the elections were free and fair, but the opposition disagrees. Marta Vandervolf reports.
Ethiopia's opposition complained of harassment, intimidation, and vote rigging during the May election, in which the ruling party probably won all of the parliament seats and another 5 years in power. The opposition Ethiopia Democratic Party claims the pre-election process was not fair and the election results are not credible. One constituency still needs to be counted, but of the 547 seats, 546 have been won by the EPRDF and its affiliates. Marta van der Wolf, Addis Ababa.
Taking a brief look at markets on Wall Street, U.S. stock indexes were higher at the close of trade today. From the VOA News Center in Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.